I just gave a commencement address to a large university, and I told the students, and I could see the heart attacks that all the parents had, because I said, your goal in life should be success, to be successful. And like, you can see the teachers and the faculty and the parents kind of like, what, who got this speaker? And I said, your goal in life should be to first ask, how do I provide value? And so in this pandemic, always ask, how can I help? How can I provide value first? And then that will lead you down the path of success.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super You.
Welcome back to the Super You Podcast. It's a podcast designed to unlock and unleash your superpower. In today's episode, we're sharing an interview from the Nomad X Live podcast, where Eric shares his origin story and discusses his new book, The Focus Project. Don't forget to leave a rating and a review. Tell your friends and family about this podcast. It might just be the boost that they need. So here we go. Enjoy today's episode of the Super You Podcast.
Go, Nomad X family, Facebook fam, everyone out there. We're back on track on an awesome Monday, and we're here with an absolute legend. His name is Eric Wallman. Bro, welcome to the show. Great.
Awesome to be here. Love it. Bro, happy Monday, bro, everybody.
Bro, I was just saying, I love your glasses. They're like so shiny and green. We're gonna dive into that story later on and learning what that means or why you're having them. But first of all, let's give us a short overview about who you are and what you actually do.
Awesome. No, I love it. So my name is Eric Qualman. A lot of you out there know me as Equal Man. I primarily write books and speak on stage for a living, which now is mainly virtual speaking. But that's what I've done the past 11 years. Before I did that, I was in the tech space. I worked for Yahoo back when they were Facebook of the day. I was head of marketing at Travelzoo, helped take that company public, was top performing stock on the NASDAQ. But that's what I do, man. I write books and then I own an animation studio. So a lot of your listeners or viewers might know us for Social Media Revolution or our digital transformation videos with the Fat Boy Slim right here, right now. And so a lot of people are like, oh, I didn't know you did that. That's crazy. I've been watching those videos or sending them to my clients for years, that digital video. So thanks for making those videos. It's helped me sell a lot of business. So that's primarily what we do. And it's been a wild ride.
Awesome, bro. Awesome. I mean, like, you are an absolute legend. I mean, like, I knew you before, but then once it was confirmed to have you on an interview, I started to dig a little bit deeper and do my homework, and I was literally overwhelmed. You're in the business for so many years, and you inspired so many other people. So the way you're putting the content out there is just like crazy, crazy, overwhelming. So first of all, thanks again to be on the show and to share value today. I'm super excited for the next 20 minutes. I actually love, that's something we didn't touch base on it so far. I love what it says in your background. It says like focus.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've got the glasses. It's all about focus. And so I always talk about my first book, Socialnomics. And I told people, hey, you got to get on this. You know, it's going to be huge. It's going to revolutionize things, not just for teenagers. And then this book that just came out this week is almost an anti-venom to Socialnomics in a way, because people started to get too far into their phones. And now with the pandemic, everyone's going virtual. This just is a kind of a nice guide to help people focus in a world that's constantly changing. How do I focus on not being busy all the time? Like a lot of people say, how you doing? I'm busy. You want to avoid that. It's like, no, you want to, how you doing? I'm excited because I'm focused on the big. So think big versus busy. And so we moved the book forward because so many people were okay physically from COVID, but mentally they were struggling with where do I focus? Where do I go? And so that's why we've been having fun with the book. And it's been really rewarding for me to see it's helping people during these tough times. So that's why I always have that front and center.
Awesome, man. Absolutely loving it. We're definitely going to touch base on that as well. And we also going to drop your website here in the comments later on so people can find you and also can learn about your new book. But what is it with these green glasses? Is it about branding? Is it about so people recognize you, or why the green glasses?
Yeah, I'll try to give you the short version of the story, but the summary for everyone out there watching and listening is just that step into your story. You know, it's going to be uncomfortable to step into your story, but don't do what I did. So what I did is I resisted my story for 12 years, 15 years, because I was just uncomfortable with it. Because of my name, Eric Qualman, first initial, last name forms Equal Man. And so with a moniker like Equal Man, you get made fun of a lot. So you might have, when I was an intern, it was like, oh, Equal Man, the superhero, can get the coffee because he's super fast. And so fast forward 12, 15 years, I'm fighting this. And then one of the books, I think it was Digital Leader, was doing quite well. And so down for a magazine interview, they want to take a cover photo. And they said, hey, because of your moniker, Equal Man, we'd love for you to wear some Clark Kent glasses. And since St. Patrick's Day is coming up, we'd love for them to be green. And so I said, yeah, let's do it. And I didn't think much of it. And then I flew to Kenya to speak. And the night before I was going to get on stage, I was with this lady. We're going to a rescue shelter. I was going to adopt a baby cheetah. Not to take home. You know, my wife would kill me if I took home a cheetah. But just to kind of support the local area. On the way over, the lady looks at me and goes, hey, we had Usain Bolt, the Olympic sprinter, here this week, and she adopted from the same litter that you're adopting from. We filmed him. We'd love to film you to put it all together and really promote the rescue shelter to raise money. And so I looked at her and said, that's awesome. Let's do it. And then she kind of pauses and she goes, but obviously when we film, we want to make sure you're wearing your iconic green glasses. And I looked at her, and I'd only worn the glasses once at this point. I looked at her, I go, I don't wear those all the time. I'd look like an idiot walking around wearing green glasses all the time. And then the look on her face, I never wanted to see it again. So now for the past decade, I've been wearing, or probably about 5 to 8 years, been wearing these green glasses. And it's, to your point, it's helped branding. You know, it's helped everything. And it wasn't overnight. So that's why I tell people, I'm telling this story because I think all of us are in the same movie, but we're different actors and actresses. So the reason I'm telling this story is because all of you are kind of living the same thing. Is that some of you have stepped in your story, some of you haven't. And I'm telling you, step into it. It's going to be super uncomfortable at first, but it's the most comfortable place you can be. Because when I started wearing these green glasses, a lot of Fortune 500 companies booked me to speak in front of their companies. And we lost some business because they go, well, we want someone that's a little more serious. I mean, this is business. We can't have someone with green glasses. But long term, it's actually helped our business because people, we lose some deals, but you never want to be in the middle. So we're over here. So now they go, we want the guy that brings the excitement. And then also they now buy glasses for the whole audience. And so it's crazy. We're now in the business of creating glasses. And so a couple of reasons I tell that story. One, it reminds me to walk in discomfort. When you wear green glasses, you know, if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. And I know your audience is pretty good at this. Like, they know they've got to step into that discomfort. So the green glasses help remind me of that as well. But it's also good for branding. There's been a lot of things we never expected to come out of it. Now we make glasses. You think about writing a focus book. Now you can play off the glasses for focus. It's the year 2020, Vision 2020. So a long answer, but the reason it's long is because I think it'll help the audience a lot, because all of you are probably resisting your true story, and I want you to step into that discomfort.
Awesome, bro. I think that it makes totally sense. And I think that's kind of like what it's all about. It's also what I experienced for myself, you know, like just like be yourself, be very authentic. So people will remind you. And I think that's what it's all about these days. You have to stand out on social media. You have to make sure people do remind you. I probably do it more with my tattoos and all my shitty lifestyle and all that stuff that goes along with. And you do it with the green glasses. So it's like, that's awesome, bro. Let me switch gears. Let me switch gears a little bit. The topic of today, deepen relationships in a virtual world. What does that mean to you?
To me, it means, so normally I'm Flintstones, Jetsons. These are old cartoons. So those that haven't watched them, you've got Flintstones, which is kind of old school. You got Jetsons, which is new school. And so I would say, hey, digital leaders all understand that it's really about the combination of the two, Flintstones and Jetsons. Now, with the shift in the pandemic, we've been forced to go all Jetsons. But as we return more to a new normal, it's you want to have that balance. You can't replace that face-to-face. And so the key is when time and distance are an issue, use the digital. But when you can take the time to have a physical contact, do it. But obviously with your listeners and also with the new age and also with the pandemic, when you go full Jetsons, it's really about developing those relationships. And so success doesn't happen alone. So you're probably wondering, okay, got that, understand that, makes sense. How do I do it? So there's a lot of ways to do it. The easiest way to do it is for your audience, starting today, 3 minutes, just put in 3 minutes in your calendar to post it forward. So this is taking the selfie mentality and doing an unselfie. And so it's something I know that you practice. It's just shining the light on other people. So go out there. If your favorite tool is TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, it doesn't matter. You go, here's three people that you should follow because they're great thought leaders. Or there's three people that are doing great stuff in the community. Or three people I respect. Or maybe like LinkedIn, you go and endorse someone for a skill that hopefully they actually do have, but go and endorse them on LinkedIn for a skill that they have. Hopefully they have it. And just, even it might be old school. You might just send a quick note to someone that says, hey, I read this article. I know you enjoy this topic. And so I'm thinking about you when we can't get together. And so that's what it means to post it forward. Do it 3 minutes a day. And you're basically networking before you need the network. The worst time to network is when you actually need the network. And people that don't tune into this show don't understand that, because they network only when they need the network. They kind of, and you probably have this happen to all of you out there in the last 3 months. You had someone you hadn't heard from in years reach out to you and you go, okay, what do they want? And then sure enough, they wanted something and they haven't been networking before they need the network. So try it today, post it forward, just carve out 3 minutes a day to kind of shine the light on somebody else.
Is that kind of like what is all about? Because I've always been like an offline person, and then I became an online person, and I kind of like always struggled to find kind of like that balance. And I've been like teaching and preaching all about what it takes, you know, like, because once you close that laptop and everything is gone, and then you open it up again, and it's kind of like this, like you don't have that same amount of respect anymore. So should we just learn and understand what it takes to show the same gratitude on an online base?
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's really making sure that you do that. Like you said, you're an offline person, you're an online person. I always say it's that harmony coming together. So instead of balance, think harmony. So this is what that looks like. So in the United States, a big holiday is Thanksgiving. I know that's unique to the United States, but there's unique holidays to each country that you live in. But for us, it's Thanksgiving. And so I always write my thank you cards. Everyone sends, in the United States, they send Christmas cards. And so you mentioned earlier, in order to stand out, you need to do something that's outstanding, right?
Right.
And so we send our cards to our partners and our friends on Thanksgiving instead of Christmas. And the reason I'm saying harmony is that I handwrite the card, we mail it, but we also take a picture of it and send it to them digitally for a couple of reasons. One, it might get lost in the mail, but two, what we found is that they can easily, quickly respond to us. They're not going to write us back a note, but they will reply to the digital piece. So they're either getting the physical and they're also getting the digital, and they'll post it out there sometimes on social that says, hey, this is awesome. They wrote me this physical note. Here's a picture of it. And so that's what I mean by harmony. And so it's kind of that offline, online coming together.
So it's all about bringing these pieces together and making a kind of like a very healthy mix out of it, which I couldn't agree more on it. I think that's kind of like the way we should definitely go with it. And it's kind of like, yeah, it's a magic sauce at the end of the day, because I'm always like, you should not treat someone different because we're online, it's the same like we are offline, right? I've been doing my homework about you, bro, and you had that one thing where it's like, and I've been really fascinated about that, where it's like, what happened in Vegas stays on YouTube. Sorry, yeah, keep going.
No, it turned into a book. I mean, I just was trying to help people with their digital stamp or digital stamps, basically your digital footprint plus your digital shadow. So your footprint's what you upload about yourself, but your shadow's what other people post about you. So the shadow's more important, but to collectively, they form your stamp. And I always say your digital stamp's just a fancy term for your personal brand. And then a personal brand's just a fancy term for your reputation. And your reputation is your ultimate legacy. And your reputation is what drives everything out there. And so I started to see people not understand how to communicate online. They still don't, especially with politics and these, what I call these tinderbox topics, is people ruin their careers because they don't understand this stuff's in digital ink, not in pencil, and how to be authentic without being offensive. And so that's why it turned into a book. I used to just say, hey, remember what happens in Vegas stays on YouTube. And then I just started seeing people not understand it. So I go, okay, I got to give a quick guidebook on here's the 36 rules that you need to understand. Here's how you do to produce your best. So it's not all don't do this, don't do that. It's here's how you produce your best personal brand. And then here's how you protect it. So it's the two things, production and protection.
Awesome. That's cool, man. I love it. And I was, as I said before, I was pretty much fascinated when you put that book out. It was like, okay, that's so true. That's so spot on. Looking at what we are facing at the moment, you know, like, okay, the whole Corona thing is going on and everyone is going even more online. How can we, let me turn it like that. How can we stay on YouTube? You know, like how can we stand out on all these social media channels? How can we, it just not by wearing green fancy glasses, would you, let's drop some value bombs here. What would you recommend to the community in terms of like, how can we make it happen out there by being branded in a way that people are really remember us?
No, it's a great question. And this was true before the pandemic, but now you've kind of thrown on some gasoline to what this means. And so it becomes even more important. What I'm about to say to everybody is I just gave a commencement address to a large university and I told the students, and I could see the heart attacks that all the parents had, because I said, your goal in life shouldn't be successful. And like, you can see the teachers and the faculty, and the parents kind of like, what, who got this speaker? And I said, your goal life should be to first ask, how do I provide value? And so in this pandemic, always ask, how can I help? How can I provide value first? And then that will lead you down the path of success. So whenever you're thinking about a post, I always say 3-second rule. Is it going to provide value? If you have to think more than 3 seconds, then it's not. Now, you're not always going to get it right, but that 3-second rule really helps. And then also, here's what it looks like. So my team, we have an animation studio. And primarily what I do is speak on stage live events. So you can imagine pandemic, boom, no live events. Just like musicians and comedians, now I can't get on stage. And so instead of sitting there licking your wounds, you got to ask, and it was tough. Like I got hit. We're like, oh, what do we do? And I go, well, we have an animation studio. How can we help? And so I'd go with the animators and go, can we do some of those graphs that move? Like early on, they didn't have these. I go, you know those moving charts? We should do that for COVID. And then we're like, we're not going to make any money out of this. We're actually going to lose money putting these together, but we think it's going to help. And so when we do that, first, it helps people. So that matters the most. But then from a business standpoint, someone on TikTok just took one of those videos and reposted it. It had 20 million views. And so by asking the question, how do we help first, that leads to the success. And so that's what I always implore people to ask, you know, take that unselfie, do the unselfie. And then just think about how do I ask the question, how do I provide value?
I think that's boom. That's a massive value bomb. So community out there, when you listen to that, and I know a lot of you are gonna watch the review, that's exactly what you should do. I couldn't agree more on that awesome. So for everyone out there who is watching that right now, leave us a like, leave us a comment, and leave some questions. We're going to make sure they all going to get answered afterwards. I know, as I said before, a lot of you going to watch the review anyway. So guys, time is running fast, and I always promise to keep that down to 20 minutes. We're already up to 19 minutes. So let me come a little bit to the end. Eric, what can we expect from you? What are your next steps in the rest of 2020? How are you going to handle the pandemic? What are your next upcoming projects? You mentioned a book which is coming out. What else is going to happen?
Yeah, so the book's out, the Focus Project. And so we moved it forward a couple months to help people during the pandemic that are feeling stressed or don't know where to focus. And so we got so many comments. It's unheard of in the publishing world to move a book forward, but I thought it was the right thing to do. So it's already out there on Amazon across the world. So feel free to get it and check it out. But we'll be pushing that as much as possible the rest of the year because we think it's helping people. And then I always say our main goal is my goal in life is to empower people to their best life so that they can inspire others to do the same. So that's what we're focused on. We continue to do a lot of animation through Ukuma and Studios, but at the end of the day, we're just trying to help people to live their best life through all the different media outlets that we're able to reach people. And thanks for having me on the show because it's going to help us. Our goal is to get to 7 billion people. Like, that's the moonshot. And here we are in 2020. We've reached 50 million people. And so we're just on our way. Like, it's crazy. Wow. It's going nuts. So it's awesome.
Wow, man. Congratulations to that. That's freaking awesome, man. You're really rocking the show. So it seems like you are definitely unstoppable. And it's really, really inspiring hearing you talking. I'm literally just coming out of an event before we jumped on that live stream, which was all about branding, and it was with the Unstoppable family. And then hearing that and now hearing you talking, I think there are like massive, massive opportunities. So bro, thank you so much for inspiring. Thank you so much for your work. And
thank you, man.
Sorry.
Man, I love it. I love it. And we're always unstoppable because it's not me, it's our community. It's everyone. It's you. It's everyone that makes it happen. So I say that you all are unstoppable because we're just here to help. So that's great. I love it, man. Thanks for having me on here. It's awesome.
Thank you very much for participating. Thank you very much for dropping the value bombs. Community, that's Eric Qualman. He's dropping the value bombs and he has the green glasses. And I need to say, your teeth are as least as white as your head as your headphones. So that looks fucking freaking
amazing. It's the lighting. It's the lighting.
It's the lighting. You got that.
It's the lighting. It's all the lighting.
I love it, bro. I love it. Absolutely awesome. Thank you so much for being a part.
Gary B always says, Gary B goes, oh yeah, he's the guy with the teeth.
Oh, does he? Does he? And I don't know if you know, but Gary B was on the show like a month ago and we had him for 20 minutes. So awesome, bro. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Yeah, he's great. Check his stuff out if you're out there. He's awesome. He's a great dude too. I mean, he's killing it. So it's great.
Cool. Novadex, we got all the superstars. We had Gary Vee. Today we had Eric Qualman. We got them all. Thank you so much again for being here. It was a pleasure to listen, to learn. And I can't keep up with what you are doing, but it's very, very exciting to following you. And I'm super, super excited for what everything you're coming up with next. All the best to you, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man. Have a great one. Keep rocking it.
You too, bro. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
So thanks again for listening to today's Super You podcast. Again, it's a podcast designed to unlock and unleash your inner superpower. And if you want to pay it forward, make sure you go post a review for the Super You podcast, because what that will do, it'll allow others that aren't familiar with our podcast to discover it. And hopefully that allows them to unlock and unleash their inner superpower. So that's it for today's show. I'm your host, Equal Man, reminding all of us, it's not what we take from the world, it is what we leave behind.
7 6 5 4 3 2 1 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Super you.